That's a great way to start the call.
Right? Bunny ears, I'm getting ragged on.
I'm
Oh boy. So how are you today?
doing good. I'm
Good.
doing well. I just traveled back, had a good night's rest, and now I'm just, just chilling, just getting ready to chat with you.
Yeah, there you go. So let's talk about AEW Dynasty. Big match coming up. Has a title on the line, but there's obviously more than just the title on the line. Double or nothing stakes. Talk to me about going into this weekend, not only just preparing for a title match, but you also have an opponent waiting in Mercedes Moné.
Well, I think it would be very naive and foolish of me to overlook Julia Hart. One, she won the championship off of like an amazing champion in Chris Statlander. And while she never did pin her specifically, I think that is truly a testament to the start of her reign. And for someone who is so young, both in their career and really in their life, like she, I feel like, has so much figured out and has made so many things click for herself. Every time I've faced her in the past, I have not been fortunate. I have not been successful. So it's hard to even really try to think forward to Mercedes as a possibility. Because Julia is, for such a small person, a very big roadblock in the way first. So obviously my mind is set on Sunday and trying to get through that, but Mercedes is there. Like she is at, on every episode of TV that I am there, she is also there hovering over our shoulder to remind us, like, hey, I'm here, and I'm very instantly a big deal. And I think anyone in the locker room would be fortunate to be able to put themselves against such a like measuring stick. The moment she got here, to be like the first person to kind of challenge yourself against her would be an honor. But also, like for me, it's a little bit more personal than that, to get that opportunity. And I think I'm deserving of it. I just have to prove that I'm deserving of that this Sunday.
Yeah, and that's another layer to it. There's this history that you already have with her, so people already speculated like when are they gonna meet before she even like showed up on TV, and it's like what's the best way to compartmentalize the history and the past with the New Japan stuff and solely focus on this weekend for right now, because it's not just your history. There's also some other stuff going on with Mercedes that I'll get to, but it's got to be something that is creating an obstacle you don't want to deal with right now.
I think she's made it, like Mercedes, that is, has made it very apparent that no matter what is going on, whoever is the winner, whoever's involved, whoever's like even a little bit linked to the TBS title, like she's out for it. So she's been hovering over my shoulder, she's been hovering over Julia's shoulder. But like there's also this sense for me personally where she's kind of been a chip on my shoulder this whole past year. You know what I mean? Like, I think when I walked into Resurgence last year and I entered that tournament, I was just kind of like, I was the AEW representative, but I don't think a lot of people put their stock and into me and like believing like she's this girl is something. I don't think I had that impact until after that. And then I went on to go to Tokyo and wrestle Julia. And I went to win the Owen Hart tournament. And I went to have that like main event match with Athena at Death Before Dishonor. And I think in wrestling her a year ago, it really did shift the way that people perceived me. It shifted the way I had to carry myself as a wrestler that point moving forward, all the while having this chip on my shoulder of like, well, would any of this even happened if she never got injured? So her coming up and while being like physically in my face now is a little bit different. It's something that I've kind of been juggling internally for a whole year at this point. So same business as always. Just got to keep my nose like to the ground, do the work, and just like take it one step at a time.
What do you think about the speculation about who attacked her? Are
So I'll say this. The crew is very passionate. The moment I like kind of saw what was going on and I responded to it online, immediately fingers are being pointed at me. And it's like, girl, I did not mean to do anything in the match last year for her to get hurt. It was never my intention. Like nothing of the sort. I have a lot of like feelings of guilt about being in the match at all where that happened. Fingers were pointed at me. I've seen fingers pointed at a bunch of other people on the roster. I can tell you all that's not the type of person that I am. And I think there's a lot of women in the roster who feel similarly. Is everyone trustworthy? I don't know. But I got attacked before my match yesterday too. And that's another point of like contention for me. Now I'm like, what is going on? Is this something that's going to keep occurring? I don't know. Do we have to just like have the eyes in the back of our head? I'm really not sure. But I feel like it's an environment where since Mercedes came in, we've already kind of all been on high alert, but now there's even more reason to be.
Maybe you'll feel a little safer knowing that Stokely Hathaway's around. He'll get your back.
That felt a little half-hearted.
Or not. Or
Stokely.
maybe that's why people are pointing the finger at you, because of your close association with him.
I will say, while we originally didn't like get along super well, Stokely's really grown on me. I think it was a lot of misunderstanding. Like we've had very similar goals, and it was just like a misunderstanding on how I felt we should get there, and how Chris felt like we should get there, and how he felt like we should get there. So I think we're starting to get on the same page, or rather, we have been on the same page for a little bit about the way we approach matches, the way we carry our values with us. Of course, Stokely's always going to deliver it with a little extra sass. He's a sassy man, but that's, I think, a part of his charm, how he ultimately won me over, you know?
Yeah, it's and now you're doing photo shoots where we're coming up with names of your sitcom. So
Exactly.
did you see any like good names that would stick out for whether it's a show or
Oh,
maybe like a stable?
there definitely were a few good ones. Unfortunately, I have a terrible memory, but just yesterday, Chris and I were talking about how sometimes like fans will make comments on our posts and that like they'll come up with a better caption for the picture than we could have even imagined. We're like, oh man, now we gotta give that fan credit. They had a really good idea. So I none come to mind right now because, you know, I get hit in the head, unfortunately, and sometimes those things don't stick. But the fans are they're clever.
Yeah, they're definitely dedicated, and it's fun seeing the interaction between people online in the crowds. Do you have a favorite sign that you've seen in the crowd? I know they get kind of weird. Some of them are like about rare video games and like just really random stuff that, kind of pops you, but is there like a favorite sign you have?
I think there was one that I don't know if it's my favorite, because honestly, my favorite are like the ones that are fan art. And like, I know people put so much time into drawing the most like either like cartoonish or realistic, but like these awesome pictures of us, those are always my favorites. But as far as just like sayings that I'm like, oh, that's funny. There was one that was like, Willow, I want to have your baby, but
It's a little forward.
it's a crazy thing to say. But I was just like, yeah, that's silly. That's silly. I think anytime somebody reaches out and they're like, will you marry me? And I'm like, do you, is this a serious, is this a serious ask? And of course I appreciate the love. I don't appreciate harassment, but I do appreciate the small little nods of like obviously just like teasing me and being a little simp from time to time.
Yeah, and you're taken, so be respectful
Yeah,
when
so
you're shooting your
obviously
shot, but you're
there's also the line of like, well, you can ask all you want, but I'm a very happily taken woman.
yeah. There was it last weekend or a couple weeks ago? There was something trending with you guys in the ring.
Yeah, so we did ahead of Big Business. I did an independent show with Beyond Wrestling, which is an independent company that I love and like really found myself in. They did a St. Patty's like brewery show.
It was
And
at
so it
Harpoon,
was my
right?
Harpoon. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
Harpoon Brewery. And it was myself and my boyfriend, Rex Lawless, versus Bear Bronson from like the Iron Savages and his girlfriend, Gabby Forza, who's like an amazing up and coming wrestler. She's
Incredibly
like
strong.
a powerhouse. She actually, for a long time, was mine and Rex's strength and conditioning coach. So I am constantly looking at her being like, I want to be strong like Gabby. And it was just like a fun match. And I gave him like a little kiss before I went onto the apron. And he was like, swoon, and took a big bump off of it. And people were like, that's hilarious. Some people were like, if that were me, I would have taken a crazy neck bump and started bleeding all over the place. I love you, Willow. And I'm like, people are crazy, but I appreciate it.
Again, boundaries.
Boundaries.
Some people should learn them.
Yeah,
But
silly stuff appreciated, but like when you get into creepy territory, take a step back, please.
on a more positive note, Gabby is your Nomi, so
Yes.
go check her out if you aren't familiar. She is trained at Creative Pro. We talked to her a few months ago on WrestleZone, so she's definitely impressive. I hope to see more of her coming up soon.
Me too, honestly.
So I have a couple more questions. What's the worst match you've ever been a part of?
Oh, you know, this is actually a thing I like to do when I am around either like new wrestlers that I'm hanging out for the first time and like I'm trying to like get to know them. And we're all just like either like hanging out in a hotel room after a show or whatever. I'll be like, what's the worst match you've ever had? And is it on YouTube? And can we watch it right now? So I obviously always, if I'm the one asking, have to initiate and be like, look, I'll show you guys all my worst match. And this is absolutely not, I don't think it's any bearing on my opponent and like what I think of her, because I truly do think she's great. But like very early on in our career, Brittany Blake and I used to do Dojo Wars, which is like CZW used to have these small shows. I think it was on actually Wednesday nights, and they'd get like $10 tickets, whoever walks up and wants to come watch the show. It was just like in their school. And whoever could just show up like to the CZW Academy, and that day they would just put the matches together, and then you'd basically like have matches in front of a small crowd so you can get like working experience but without the pressure of there being like a huge crowd. And so one of these, I think it's the first time ever I go over there, we're running a little bit late. I think this is my first time ever meeting Brittany Blake. We're put on first for the night. Like I barely have time to like get dressed in time. I'm stressed out and I'm nervous because also like my trainer is also in the car and he's there going to be watching like my performance. And we just like tie up and like we're both, I think I'm probably like not even 6 months in at this point. She's still so new. And it is just like Irish whip, duck a clothesline, hit a clothesline, Irish whip, go home, like just like into her submission. It's rough. But if so early on a match goes so off the rails where you don't even have a game plan, you don't even have any like direction in like what am I doing? Where do I want to go? The only thing you can do is learn from it. And that was the point of Dojo Wars. And luckily I did. And every time I went back to Dojo Wars, I got better. And then they had people there who would watch and critique and give us feedback. And so to keep going back and hearing feedback and being like, you're doing better was rewarding, but it was a very rough start.
Thank you for the entertaining story, and
It
I will
on
close. I will check that out afterwards, because it's how many times can you ask what's your favorite match or what's your best match? So figured, let's have a little fun with it. See where this goes. But you, according to Cage Match, have two singles matches against Julia Hart. This will be your
YouTube.
third one. Is there like a variable that you weren't expecting out of those first two matches that you're maybe preparing for this time around? Or is there in some way where you've seen her improve since those first two singles matches that you want to give her credit for?
Yeah, I do. Because Julia is, I believe I mentioned earlier, is like somebody who is like does not have nearly as much experience as I do in the ring. And I think it's very easy to walk in into a match and think, I know what I'm doing. I got this. And maybe even be a little overconfident in your abilities, in your game plan, and kind of have that backfire. And then when you're kind of like tripped up, you don't really know where to go. And I believe that's called hubris. So there's sometimes a little bit of that. And while I don't consider myself a particularly prideful person, to a fault, I'm human and I've succumbed to things like that. I've also been like affected by her mist before and like haven't fully been myself the first time we wrestled. Where I am now, I am very confident of who I am, unaffected by any sort of supernatural phenomenon, and much more experienced in what Julia Hart brings to the table. And as they say, hopefully third time can be the charm, right?
All right. Anything you want to plug or promote before we get out of here? AEW Dynasty this weekend in St. Louis, but anything else you want to get?
Yes. Our live shows, we do Dynamite every week live. We do Collision every week live. We're traveling, getting around, making towns, having a blast. I love getting to meet the people who help get me fired up on the way to the ring because I try to put out as much energy to you guys as you put out to me. So if you'd like to see that in person and get to feel it and experience the Willow Nightingale experience, you can go to awtickets.com.
All right. Best of luck this weekend, and thanks for your time again. It was fun as always.
Thank you.